Hello, everybody. Today, Pascal would like to read you a passage from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 3 to 6. Mark, chapter 14, verses 3 to 6. Today is March the 25th. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She's done a beautiful thing to me." The disciples observe the woman's act of devotion. They look at the broken bottle and the puddle of perfume on the floor, and all they see is a superb mess. But Jesus sees and feels a beautiful act of love. Someone once wrote that true love always appears to some people as a kind of extravagant waste. But love is not the result of cold calculation. Love does not analyze costs and benefits before taking action or not taking action. The woman has surely lost her jar of perfume, says a commentator, but it's a holy loss, an economic waste. One could say it was a beautiful squandering of something precious, a lavishness of extravagant love that comes from an overflowing heart. Through her act of devotion, the woman in this story does not only offer us a picture of what God does for us every day, it also shows us the value of our own acts. Beautiful acts done in love, done not for the observers, but for Jesus. And nothing that is done for Jesus is ever lost. We could be like the woman in this story, because there are days when we give what is precious to us and others don't understand or realize what we have done. There are days when we take the time to listen to one another and others don't understand why. There are days when we offer the little we have to offer and no one sees it. And these days of confinement are particularly a time when few people will know the good you have done and for what reason. And the only one who will know or understand is Jesus. In our country, as elsewhere, some dedicate themselves to giving their lives to save others, and we are all indebted to them. You are going to give what you have for the benefit of others, and no one will know. But it will not go unnoticed in the eyes of Jesus, because it will also be a sign of true love. Be glad of what you can do at your own level and with your own capacity. Have a good day today. God bless.